Okay. We explained last week that the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda and Rabbi, in terms of the Isser, the Chiv of Elisha, is, I guess we call this, not so much a fundamental machlokes as to what exactly defines the malacha of Elisha. We explained that everybody agrees that the malacha of Elisha is to combine the solid and the liquid. It doesn't have to be a pure liquid, it could be a semi-liquid that could then assist in combining the solid pieces together. But if you take solid pieces and together combine that with a liquid, which then forms, in terms of the Dairaisa, Bli La'avu, which then forms something into Guf Echad, or one mass, which the extreme example, which is dough, you take flour and water, which you then make a dough out of that, which doesn't not even resemble what you started with, and can't be turned back to what you started with, that's the Malacha of Elisha. The way we explained it, but according to the machlek is according to Rebbe that it's aser even just in a sinas mayim, even just putting the water in his aser, and according to Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda, it's only aser when you actually mix the two together, achi yagabel. And the machlek, as we explained, was that Rebbe holds, since already when you put in the water into the flour, starts on its own, just by letting it sit there for a certain amount of time, it will start to be megabel on its own, and it will start to combine by itself. Certainly to get the desired result over here, a person will have to assist and mix it with his hands to get the end result of a dough. But already putting it in is going to be usher, be chayv, according to Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda, like the Ran explained, that since all the person has to do is put it in, and then it goes on its own, similar to an example we gave like Bishul. Of course, when you put it right on the stove, nothing happens yet. But in terms of the person's involvement in this malacha, all he has to do is put the pot on the stove. So according to Rebbe, all he really have to do is put the water into the flour, and then on its own, it's going to start mixing together. That's already the chiyuv. For the Rana, it seemed that once you already did that stage, if that was done, let's say, before Shabbos, then even on Shabbos, you can go be megabel. And that we'll demonstrate from the many achrayim that understand that's the way the machlokes is. Just to point out, this was brought up last week in the shiur, but not given enough airtime. And that is that David brought up that there are certain achrayim, the Iglital is most explicit, and the Shvisas HaShabbos, other achrayim that seem to have a different understanding of the machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda. And the Iglital, in his words, that the Rebbe holds the Isser is a different Isser Elisha. It's not the combining of two things to make one mass, but it's just the combining of two things. And it's the harkava of the Mayim and the Kemach. That itself already constitutes the Isser of Elisha, according to Rebbe, in the view of the Iglital. Which really comes out then a Chumra and a Kula. A Chumra and a Kula. The Chumra is that he holds, even if you have something that was already Elisha was done with, it means you already took something before Shabbos and you combined it together by itself. Now we had said last week on the Shvisas HaShabbos, there was a Shaila, do you need Dafka Mashke? Do you have to have a liquid agent to put the things together? For example, you take crumbs of sponge cake or crumbs of challah and you compact them together into one solid ball. Is that Elisha? So the Shvisas HaShabbos says, no, you see that it has to be done to the Mishkan, and therefore creating that one mass without the assistance of water is not going to be Elisha. So if you would do that before Shabbos, says the Iglital, then according to Rebbe, if you would then add water, even though the water is really not doing anything, and it's hard to hear, but even though the water is not doing anything, you put in the water, that already is going to be a chiv according to Rebbe's shita. The which would mean, according to him, we mentioned last week, since according to Rebbe, the whole Isser of Elisha is that once you put in the water, already it starts on its own, starting to combine the liquid and the solid. So for example, we said if you just put in a liquid which will not start to combine. For example, you drop a spoonful of mayonnaise into the egg salad and into small pieces of vegetables. Just the mere putting of the mayonnaise there will not start to combine. It would seem, according to the Gleital, that would be usher, according to Rebbe.
That one I'm not sure. Because he still holds that it has to be like a gluing function. That's the difference. You need to make a dover chadosh that combines to make a goof echad, or is it just that you have a chibur of the pirurin? Still, the water has to serve a chibur function. According to that
side.
So I'm saying that if you just dropped it on, it never combined. It has to be true harkav. It has to actually be that it's ma'uruf together. If it's not ma'uruf together, then not.
And what about his case? It was already one solid, and then you added the water on Shabbos.
No, because then you're
it's absorbing the water.
It's absorbing in the water, right?
Absorbing the water. Yeah, right. So maybe he would also agree to this.
Yeah, just in that.
This heter right. Of putting the mayonnaise. Okay.
The difference would be that even something they'll never get to eat, according to Rebbe, according to Igley Tal, just the chibur alone would be enough. Rabbi Birkenfeld was that according to the way the Mishabur is understanding, Rabbi, it has to still be something that will eventually get to Hebrew, otherwise you can't see it as a start. It's like your cooking example. If I put it on a no flame, then I haven't done it.
Right. Okay. So, based on this understanding also, it also gives us a parameter to what the Isser of Lisha is. And that is, that's what we'll see from the Mr. Brewer, who will just mention what some of the Paiskim say, is the following. That if the Melacha of Lisha is taking small pieces and mixing them together with a solid, and the reason I say small pieces is because when you combine the small pieces with the liquid and then forming one new mass, so then it's not recognizable anymore what those small pieces were. But for example, if you take larger pieces and you'll mix them together with a liquid, but even after the mixing together and the combining of the two, you can still recognize and identify clearly the large pieces, that's not the Melacha of Elisha. So for example, the example that the place can give is to make potato salad on Shabbos. It's a problem with potato salad. You take potatoes, chunks of potatoes, mix them together with sour cream. What do you mix it together with? Mayonnaise. Yeah? You like it with sour cream. Okay. I don't eat potato salad. But as you're mixing together potatoes, and they do become one mass. They do become a mass. However, but since all of the pieces of potatoes that you're mixing, the salad that you're mixing together, is all identifiable, even after the quote-unquote lisha process, that doesn't constitute lisha. Lisha has to be that it was changed to a different form, then now it's not noticeable anymore. Really, according to this, the Eishel Avram, not the Primogodim, but the Eishel Avram, the Bechacha, and the Madura Tinyana says that he doesn't understand what the whole problem of making egg salad on Shabbos is. You take to make egg salad, even if you mix it together with oil or vinegar or mayonnaise, it's all clearly recognizable what you had before you put in this liquid agent or afterward. He says the only problem would be with the chelmein, is you take the yolk. There, if you try to if you crumb up the yolk, and then what some people make like deviled eggs. So you take the yolk and crush that down. That's like flour-like particles, and you mix that with mayonnaise. That indeed doesn't really resemble anymore. Now it's like a paste. It's not just flour pieces. Now that's like a paste, and you put it back into the white of the egg. That would be a problem.
I mean, here it could be. The yolks have to be kosher for Rebbe, right? That's how we pass it. So in the egg salad, it would be the same thing. Meaning that egg salad can become a full people. So now putting in the liquid medium, the medium. So at that point, according to Rebbe, I'd be higher.
Well, you're talking about, someone just make
itself, I
hard-boiled egg and crush them all up,
right,
yeah,
but
there's large pieces.
But I can whip it up, not that. I mean, you could take egg salad to the end and...
Yeah, just what we have downstairs, that clump of egg salad.
That's not really recognizable.
It's not recognizable.
What I'm saying is...
So that's because those pieces started smaller. I'm saying if you start with large, let's say by the case of potato salad. Since they're large pieces, so when you mix them together... is that you're going to do like another form of teichin afterwards? So that's the difference. The truth is, we'll see. And halacha seems that the velt is machmer on exile too, when you have to do with a shinoi, possibly. But this Eishel Avram points out it shouldn't be like that, because the pieces are recognizable. If we look here, the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Chof Aleph, Sifkon Samaches. This is at the end of the Seifim on Lisha. So the Mishnah says of a Yerek Hanikra Shlotin, the vegetable which is called Shlotin, which is lettuce. Ein ledakti b'chozeh, you don't have to be worried about mixing it together. Well, let's say you put in oil or vinegar, you don't have to be worried about that when you make the salad with lettuce. You don't cut lettuce into such small pieces. And I don't know, maybe bodek, those are very small pieces, maybe it would, but assuming the regular lettuce, that there was a head of lettuce that they checked. So that wouldn't be a problem. Again, the same idea. Even though you're mixing the solid pieces together with the liquid, together with the, let's say, chaymetz, vinegar, it would not be a problem because all the pieces are noticeable. They're not dak-dak. But if you cut up a radish, vikishuan, or cucumber, shikoyin ugukis, dak-dak, if you cut that up into fine pieces, and you pour in vinegar or any other liquid inside of it, and then you mix them together, here you would have to be careful. You wouldn't be able to mix vigorously with a spoon, or yinanea b'kli atzmai, or just mix it with the shaking the kli. That's what you would, how you would mix it, or don't do it with a lot of koyach. That we'll see. That shina we'll see in a moment. But here you see the Mishnah Berurah says clearly, the only problem of mixing two things together is when you're dealing with something that's dak-dak. Which means, I guess it's safe to say that the only problem, the only time you would be faced with the issue of Lisha is something that you would be chayiv for teichin for. Right? And as a vegetable that you would cut up dak-dak, that you would chayiv because of teichin, you would then have a problem of doing Lisha with.
That's the only way to understand. Right. There's no other way, because otherwise, the surface doesn't make sense. I mean, the Israeli salad, you're saying I mix it, dak-dak Israeli, I mix it together. That's Lisha, that's creating a new thing, that's like a dough in any way. It's because you expand the teichin to dak-dak, so then Lisha never comes expand.
Right. And there's what we call an Israeli salad, which are quite small, the pieces, but there's nothing that's actually putting them or combining them together. It would have to be. It could be also because what it's mixed with is really not a binder. So that's why it doesn't get to.
Considered Lisha or not?
So that would not be considered Lisha, right?
To make a like a wood. According to Shabura, it appears like a wood.
No, so that's what he's saying. It has to be that the pieces were so dak-dak that when you mix them together, then it becomes one mass, it becomes something that's almost not recognizable what it was before. And in that case, it will be mutter ayidei shinu.
Yes, why don't I see that?
No, it's about cutting cucumbers. I don't know. That's what I would hope it is.
So it would have to be. Sure, it would have to be that you're cutting them so small. I mean, otherwise, what's the?
You're making it some kind of paste.
No, you have to say it has to turn into a paste.
That's right, right. And is what you the end result of what you're making has to be something that's more like what's an example of that? More like egg salad. Yeah, more like egg salad. And is that the egg salad, it becomes more like one mass. Yeah, the salads that we make, Taka, don't really become like that. They don't end up like that. Huh? Even with dressing, it doesn't become that. They don't stick together.
You ever see a Thousand Island or a Russian dressing?
You mean like a more like a, it has.
Yeah, but the pieces are still. The pieces are still. You can see them independently.
So how would that differ from like egg yolk, which is basically one clump to begin with?
No, that's broken up. You take the egg yolk and you make it into crumbs.
But then you combine it again.
And then you combine it with, let's say, mayonnaise. So then it becomes one mass, which is not recognizable of what it was before as many, many pieces of egg yolk. So that's where you have the lesion. But again, by you're making a salad, there's going to be no the way we make salad, unless you're right, unless you make it with something that has a thicker substance to it. A dressing that has
that's
bringing up a good point. In that case, that would be that should be a problem. That should be a problem if it's something that will stick the pieces together. So then you would have to do it with a shiner. Then you would have to do it like he says. You shake the kli, or you do it with a crisscross fashion.
When the Eshel Avram said that the egg salad is not really a problem.
Uh-huh.
Do you mean that because there's the white in the egg salad which keeps it separate? Because there's still the yolk in the egg salad. I mean, when you're making egg salad and you're adding mayonnaise, the yolk part does clump together. I mean, the whites are separate. But there is a paste of the yolk, so when he said there's no problem with egg salad, is that because the white is in it, which separates everything yet?
That's a good
point.
He wasn't choshish to the yolk being put together?
No, he took out the yolk before he made the egg salad.
You make egg salad. You don't make deviled eggs. You don't make it with the white.
No, but he said regular. So you just take a hard boiled egg and you smash it, and then you add mayonnaise to it.
So deviled eggs is not a usher, right?
According to him, yeah, that would be usher.
People are,
that's clear that's usher, because that's making something entirely new. But Rabbi Lutz seems to bring a good point. He means even if you want to say the egg whites are still recognizable, but the yolk in there should not be a problem. So this is
should be
a problem. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I hear. Maybe he used to take them out. I don't know.
I thought the way that you said it sounded like he was saying the yolk wasn't there. The yolk becomes a new pair. I thought you were saying in the
Eshel
Avram, maybe I misunderstood.
No, what I said, I have to look it up again, is that he said the only problem would be with the yolk, with the helmet. But the white wouldn't be a problem. So
okay.
I thought he meant with all the together. Maybe he only meant with the white itself. And maybe that's why Taka the Wemachmer on this, but maybe make egg salad, even though the white parts of it are still recognizable. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll still talk about that yet. We see this also here, if you go to the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun Zayin, which is on the next page. At the end of Sivkot Nun Zayin, the bottom of page 2, it's the underlying Kosev HaChayodam, Kishemechasa Mei Raglayim B'Choyl. Someone was out walking on Shabbos and he needed to urinate. And he wants to cover it over now. B'chol ve'efer, he wants to cover it over with sand or dirt, assuming it was not mukzo, or if it was mukzo, he did it with his foot. U'cheshiyitein ma'at yimisar b'meiraglayim. If you only pull a little bit, so even though it's not his intent to do leash over here, but if you only put a little bit of sand or dirt, it will become Lisha, v'avikamay Lisha, u'minisinas mayim chayiv l'harbe paiskim. According to Rebbe, and many paiskim, the Bala Trumas, and the Rambam says, Rishon Machmer, there'll be nisa deraisa just to put the sand together with the liquid in this case. V'lachain, he has an eitzah like this. Yitein harbe efer v'choil, v'oz loinikir klal halisha. So that's what you see. If it's not noticeable, Lisha, in this case, because there's just an overabundance of the sand, or the dirt, there's no problem of Lisha. So that also means it has to be that you see somehow there was sand and mixed together with liquid. Usually you get now a new substance, one mass, and if there's so much sand it's just not noticeable at all, it wouldn't be out by Malaysia.
According to Rebbe?
Even according to Rebbe.
Right,
that's
the urine hit the sand. It's like the water hit
it. You couldn't do it that flat. There he's right. You couldn't slowly put the aper on.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Put on a lot.
But as soon as the urine hits the
He's talking about the other way around. He says the urine's on the floor already. And you're trying to cover it over with dirt, yeah.
No, but he said that somebody should already want to cover
it. Yeah, it's just like by Rebbe. As soon as you put the water on,
according to Rebbe, there's only a problem if there will be, you can be able to identify a Lisha process. But here, when you dump on, you take a whole wheelbarrow of dirt and put it on it, nothing will be noticeable at that point. So it won't be a problem with Lisha.
I wonder if I can. I mean, I can come up with the two right now, but let's say you had dirt for something, you got to pour and you put a large quantity of liquid over it.
Same thing.
Oh, it's liqueur. It should be the same thing.
Yes, that is. That's putting your chocolate milk powder into it.
Yeah. The other way around. I mean, a lot of liquid. Yeah, right, yeah, yeah. We're going to say that case in a minute. But Barry, look at it. Look, if you look two lines down from the first underline. It says Kosav Ogan Avram. Nearly the Asr Lahashtin Al Tit Mishum Gibel. No, below that. Where it's underlined two lines down. Kosav. Kosav Ogan Avram, your case. Nearly the Asr Lahashtin Al Tit Mishum Gibel. You wouldn't be able to urinate directly on some sort of sand. Mishum Gibel, because you probably give a Kamarasivil or a place of the should be done by Gibel. Yeah. So that's that case. Right, at that point it would be too late because you're already mixing it together. So if you had a liquid you wanted...
And then you spritz the sand from the side onto the
side. So you take a lot of it, it's never noticeable, the leisure, that's what...
No, but his point is good that you couldn't do it lap. Meaning that if you took sand and sprinkled it on there...
Yeah, right.
Even if you at the end put 2 tons on it...
Correct. That would be too late at that point.
You cannot go to the bathroom on the sand, is that what
the... On the sand, that's correct.
On the grass,
you go in the ocean?
On the beach.
Yeah, on Shabbos.
Right, if you're on the beach on Shabbos, to urinate on the sand will be a problem.
No, so look, you could bring, because the massage is taken place made. The matter becomes that Makhmat Sayre, I'll be the hacking out this. You should have Makhmat Sayre, Ainer Shalai. The other vital, you need to leave Shasa. You don't own the. So you're on your own private.
So then it becomes.
Sigrishalai.
Sigrishalai. And you license in Makhmat Sayre, you could rely on Shita Serbiyas for Yehuda. That the Nesinus Mayim itself is not a problem. It's only if you afterward go and mix it together. So hopefully a person won't do that. And then you'll be mutter to do that.
But right, I thought the answer is that to follow the Trish Hopskill process, if you find a place where there's cement, and then if it rolls off, then it's not a problem. So
yeah.
It's like mamish on
the... Let's say that would be true with the child vomits. And you think this stuff that you buy just to cover it up. You can't use it unless you pour a lot of stuff on it.
Ah, okay. You pour it right onto the thing?
Yeah.
Okay, the silicone, that would be the same thing. Yeah, that's like a powder?
Yeah, it's a nice kind of sand you put over it. So
yeah. Right, so then if you put a little bit, so it's going to be absorbing that according to B.A.S.P. Yehuda. Yeah. Again, probably most of them, but Malkamat Seirich. Yeah, that's what should be done. Put a lot over it so it wouldn't be noticeable. Yeah, so what Ari's bringing up is the other way also. And is the if you take, let's say, a lot of liquid that also wouldn't be noticeable, the combination of forming one mass also will be mutter. So we gave examples last week that instant coffee is not a problem to make on Shabbos, or chocolate milk with cocoa, that's not a problem because it all goes into the liquid. It really absorbs into the liquid and dissolves into it. But there's another case, if you want to, let's say, give a child medicine on Shabbos, but the child can't swallow the pill. So you take a little aspirin and you chop it up, and then you want to put, if you put it, let's say, on a spoon, and you chop up the pill, you now have little crumbs and flour-like particles of aspirin, and then if you're going to put a little bit of water on it, that can be a problem of leisha. That's a problem of leisha because it starts absorbing and combining the parts. So you would have to do is really put a nice amount of liquid to the medicine, and therefore it's just swimming around in it. That could be, if it's not such a big pill, it could be on a tablespoon also. Well, would you just swimming around in it? You have to determine that. But
if it's a gobble, right? If you have a gobble, right? If you don't need it, then we're only worried about red. So at that point, why shouldn't just a shinui and seder and a sinu, because those posts can hold it? If you don't know, you can just make the shinui that's mentioned in the Gemara. That should be enough. You shouldn't have to add a lot. Because you're only trying to get around Rebbe there. You're not trying to get around the...
You're not
trying to get around Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda.
Right.
So therefore, if you're not trying to get around Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, so it's a chumrah to fasten like Rebbe. So if you do it with the shinui, as is said in the Gemara, that should be enough for a tzarech, like giving a medicine.
So you wanted to say, maybe you should be able to, even if it's a small amount, switch the order of putting it in.
Rebbe's a chumrah at the end of the day.
Yeah, true. So you
say, if you're mixing it, or
yeah, and mice, it, even those who are machmir, the tzerach of the tinnik, tzerach of the tinnik, yeah, tzerach of the tinnik.
It's yada yada. What else could be yada yada kind of piece?
Yeah, so a small amount. I hear. Maybe that would be an eighth also. So certainly the eighth would be here to put enough water that it's just swimming around in the and it's not really combining into one mass, and then that would be mutter. In terms of the teichin issue over there, right, the grinding up the pill.
It's not a problem.
So why isn't that a problem? I'd be able to smash it up. The teichin is getting into small pieces. So that, because it's ain't teichin, not teichin.
Right.
So even though we mentioned the Shvisa Shabbos says that if once you have the first teichin is away, but certainly for this case, in Makom HaChayla, you can rely that no problem of teichin akateichin, according to the Prima Gadim and Chazon Ish, that once something was nitchan and was put together bidei Adam, there's no problem of teichin after that.
So
we don't need that, right? I mean, I don't know how you'd smash it anyway. I mean, I can use a kli miyuchad for it. Don't really use the knife. Use probably the blade of the knife. To, huh? Pill crushers?
Yeah, they have.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's a kli miyuchad. Interesting. That's a kli miyuchad for teichin. That would be yasser. Kli miyuchad for teichin would be yasser. Yeah, that's the rivash. That even the uvdin nechayel or teichin. Yeah. What's that?
A score then is also a clean.
Score?
Something that cuts a pill in half.
Just cuts it into two.
You can cut it in half, and cut it in half, and cut it in half. Keep using it.
Yeah, so that would be usher, because even like we explained, like that over there with the kli miyuchad, they were worried if you're going to use the kli miyuchad, you might keep using it to get to teichin. That's what he said. Only heter was in that with the egg slicer, it's only made to slice it in one proportion with the apple slicer, the apple core. It's only made to do it like that and not anything more than that. So that wouldn't be a problem. But you see, the Rabbanan asked to use any kli miyuchad which can come to a malacha on Shabbos. That was part of the Umdin Dechol, the three steps of, or the three reasons for Umdin Dechol. One is that you may come to do a malacha deraisa with that. Okay, so you have the Machlokes here, Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and now we'll go back to the Gemara is Kuf Nun Vav Amid Aleph, which is actually a Kuf Nun Hey Amid Beis, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says certain things that you're allowed to do with your animals on Shabbos. V'neisnin Mayim L'morsum. We're reading the underline of Kuf Nun Hey Amid Beis in the Mishnah. V'neisnin Mayim L'morsum. You're allowed to put water into Morsun. Morsun is a bran. Coarse flour, avalei gavlin. So you can put the water in, but you can't mix it together. That will be a problem of lisha. So we go to the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Amar Abaye, Amrisa kamei demar masisimani." Who is the tan of this Mishnah which allows you to put the water in as long as you don't mix it together? Says the Gemara, "Vamali," and he told me, "Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda, he has to be raised into the Sanya." This is the brayso we saw earlier on Daf Yud Ches. And Aleph vechenaisin esar kemach vechenaisin. One puts the flour, one puts the water. Ha'achrein chayiv. Divi Rebbe. Rebbe holds just in the scene. This mayim is already a chayiv. Rebbe Yosef Yehuda Omer ein chayiv ad shigabel. So the Gemara says, Dilma aikan lekom Rebbe Yosef Yehuda hasam ela kemach debar gibelu. Maybe he only said it by kemach, which does need to be mixed together, and therefore yoin chayiv until you mix it together. Avamursin dala bar gibelu, but by this brand that would really not be mixed together well. Afil Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Maida says the Gemara Leisolka Daitoch. No, he never entertained such a possibility. The Sanya Bedya ain't nice to Mayim Lamorson. The Brisa says Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says you can't put Mayim into Morson. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says no, you could nice to Mayim Lamorson as long as you don't mix it together. Tana Rabbanan. Another Brisa ain't Goyvelin es Hakoli, which is parched kernels now ground into flour. Ain't Goyvelin es Hakoli. You can't mix it together with water and to make flour. Some say you can mix them together. Man yesh aimrim. Amr Rav Chista, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef Yehuda says you can mix them together. V'hani mili hu demishani. But that's if you make a shinui. So here the Gemara brings in this the possibility of avoiding the issue of lisha if you do it with a shinui. Heichi mishani. So what is the shinui that you have to do? How do you deviate to be able to be matir lisha on Shabbos? Amr Rav Chista, al yad, al yad. So Rav Chisda says the first one is you do very little. You do it in small stages. That's enough of a shinoi that they will matter to do it. Vishavin, and everyone agrees, Shabbaych Shinas HaShosis B'Shabbos, you're allowed to mix with a spoon the shosis, which is a dish that they made with flour and water and vinegar, B'Shabbos V'Shaysim Zaysim HaMitzri. So Gemara says, how could you say everyone agrees to mix this shosis on Shabbos? V'Amid Ein Goivlin, you just said Ein Goivlin in the Braisa. The only one who says Goivlin is Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Now he's saying everyone agrees you can be Beichshin, you can mix together the shasis, this flour dish, flour, water, and vinegar dish. V'hamid ein Goivlin, like Kasha, ha ba'alva ha biraka. Depends if the mixture is going to be a thick one or a thin one.
Shasis is a flour dish?
Shasis, you have the Rashi here?
Yeah, I don't think so. Shasis is not a flour dish. Shasis is kali according to half, shum according to the Rambam. It's a
shtisa, but Rashi, what is it? Yeah, Rashi says. Huh?
Rashi says it's not much flour.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe so.
No, it could very well be. I'm not arguing, right. But most Rishonim hold that it's kali mixed in, and the Rambam says it's wood that didn't give a shlish. That's a shuvarah.
Yeah, but even so,
it's like kali says. It's like kali gas. Because Rama for sure says it's like Kol Hagas. That's what the Tokar says.
The Kali said, "Kemach shall tvoish in a siavsha, kishen kloyes betaner, v'oise kemach leilam batagu v'kimcha davshuna v'oise mimenu shesisa v'shemen umayim umelach." Now that Kali is talking about flour.
No,
it just happens to be that they
right, but it's not flour.
They parched it in the.
It's not flour like flour. That's a different thing. That's the point. It's Kali. Whatever it is, it's lav bargivul. Right, according to Rishon, see the completely lav bargivul. Rambam holds it's mutter because it's lav bargivul. As I explains everything here, according to me, he's not coming onto any doraisos. According to the Rambam, that's just Rambam. Other Rishon holds you're coming onto the doraisos, but it's not like flour. I mean, you could call it flour, but it's cauliflower.
Cauliflower, yeah. Good.
You have to make a little joke. Yes, it has a different thing because it's not bar people like flour.
Okay. Actually, I saw a tank. Very interesting.
That's the
you bring this up.
You can apply this to flour. The Shabura says not according to right. There's a whole bit halacha somewhere.
Yeah, but it's interesting that they I saw in a sefer that our flour today is no the way it's made that even if you put in the water to it. It won't start absorbing the water right away. It will make more like a film on top of the It will only certain types of flour. So it's interesting, which means like there's more like our case of mayonnaise, which you dump in and nothing starts absorbing. Even the quintessential case of lishu, which is kemach umayim, nowadays the regular flour wouldn't happen.
It
wouldn't, huh?
What
happens to it? No, I think the way that because of the bleaching process that they do with our flour, it doesn't end up absorbing the water right away. Yeah. Okay. So let's get to what does the Gemara want to say here? V'hani mili b'diva haba avah barak. V'hani mili hu de mishani. But you have to make a shina. Hechi mishani. Am Rav Yosef b'chol loisin etzachoymetz. In the weekday, normally you put in the vinegar and then you put in this, the shasisa, which is this flour and water and oil. And b'shabes neisin es hashosis v'achak neisin es hachemetz. So according to the Gemara, you first in the weekday you put in the liquid, then the solid. So now in Shabbos you put in the solid and then you put in the liquid. Okay.
I'm confused by this case. Okay, what is the shasis bar gibul? It's subject to gibul or not subject to gibul?
That's a separate discussion. I don't think it matters.
I'm trying to understand why would Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, why, if you can put water in flour, and that's not a problem, why here you can come onto a problem? I don't understand. Why do you need a shingle? What's the difference? Here, especially if it's less likely to be combined, you think if you don't do it by flour, you know, I...
Well, this case of Shas was saying is Lekuliyam, was not only Beis Behuda. The Brisa started off Tana Rabbanan.
Ain't Govlin Asakoli.
Rabbi Yosef Behuda was said Govlin, right? Man Yeshem, Yeshem Yigui Govlin. That's Rabbi Yosef Behuda that you could put it in.
So here, Vani Mehuda Mashani knows what is that simply going to be Yosef Behuda says the Govlin, but the Zap of your Mashani. Now the Gemara asks...
Why? No.
Because same as the Kuliyama, that's why. Because of the Kuliyama.
No, they're discussing Rebbe. I'll put the point, they're discussing Rebbe. I don't think you have to learn the Gemara the way you're learning.
Why do you say that?
Meaning when the Gemara says, Ein govlin es hakol yeshom govlin.
So who's the sheet of govlin? That's Rebbe Yosef, because it's nice in Mayim. But Hanim and Huda Mashani. But even Rebbe Yosef is going to say, you have to be Mashani. Hey, Mashani, I'm going to be Yad or Yad. But according to Rebbe, you can't even get off the ground because then Gaivun Khachila. So how can you do it? You can do it. Ayah. Now the Gemara says, now the second part of Rebbe. Mishavin Shabashin is Ashasis.
Right.
So now this is going back in Rebbe's sheet. I Rebbe said, Ein Gaivun. So how can you say Mishavin Shabashin? That's the clear steer in Rebbe. No, look at the Hava Raka. So Rebbe says, no, Rebbe's money, when it's a Blila Raka, you could, then you could be Bashin as Ashasis because of Blila Raka. Fahani Mili, but even Rebbe only says in that case, right? So you can be Baishin, Davka, right?
With
the
switch
the order. That's why I thought you were making the point, because I'm saying the Belila Rock, it's not clear that Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda would require Shin.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
That's
what I'm
saying.
Yeah, that's in Mechlech Shushanim. How do you understand the Maskon of this Gemara was going in Ovo or Raka? Yeah.
But Pashas, you just read this Gemara here, you see that the first Shinu is the Shinu in Rabbi Yosef and Yehuda needs that Shinu to be Matu, because Rabbi asks the Gamri, and in the second case by Shosis, so that's on my Blila Raka, and even Rebbe's going to hold you need a Shinui, but Rebbe Yehuda doesn't matter.
We don't know.
It could be he's not going to require a Shinui. So we're not dealing with his Shinui right now.
Right. So in this Shinui, and there's other Shinui also in the mixing, but this is a Shinui in the putting in. Okay.
So that has to be according to. Why would the Gemara, you know, that maybe according to Rebbe Yehuda, helpful, maybe yes, maybe no, but it's for sure for Rebbe.
For Rebbe, you need it. We're always machmir, but like Rebbe, so we need this shinui of putting in, if the like the Gemara, because the Gemara's case is that normally you put in the weekday the liquid first, so now in Shabbos you have to change it, put in the solid first. So, an interesting ha'ara here, and to then bring out the point to this heter, this shinui. Is the following. There's an idea that Reb Shmuel Felder, a Rebbe from Lakewood, explained. This Shinui is, you could ask the following. If you put in the solid first, you put the liquid first, is there any difference in what comes out? In the end result, if you wanted to make, let's say, flour, does it make a difference if you put in the flour into the bowl first, or you put the water into the bowl first? The curry doesn't make any nafkamina in the outcome.
The quantity would count, not the sequence.
The quantity would of how much you put in?
Yeah.
Why? I know how much I put. Let's say I know I put in to 5 cups of flour. I put in 2 cups of water. So what's it? Put 2 cups of water in first, and then the 5 cups of flour, or vice versa. This question was like, why should this be a sufficient shinui?
Do you need a shinui in the tefillah in all cases of shinui, or just a shinui in the pu'ula? Not enough to make it a shinui?
So, but even the shinui in the pu'ula, let's say, you know, usually a shinui pu'ula is, the way we understand shinui is, it is some difficulty in doing it. A shinui, you do it with the back of a knife, like we explained.
But the tefillah could be the same. There's no...
So I'm saying, so sometimes...
The uman. This is not how an uman is doing.
The Uman wouldn't do Elisha?
No,
it's not
very much. No. Oh, the, I mean, not,
know, the, so, the truth is, sometimes there's a whole thing. Like Tal speaks about it. Maybe we speak of a different time. Lamarshal, you want to do a shinui, yeah? So let's say, what's the malacha of tzedah, trapping an animal? So one case the Mishnah gives trapping an animal is the animal runs into your house and you close the door. So let's say instead of closing the door with your hand, you close the door with your foot. Is that a shinui? That's a shinui. You say that's klacher yad. It's not klacher yad. Or you have to put the pot on the stove. So instead of putting the pot on the stove with your right hand, you do it with your left hand. There's no shinui. So over there, there's no shinui in the Taitzah. And for the Gleital is one that says that taka, that wouldn't be a sufficient shinui. That's to be a shinui in the outcome. Like, you know, writing with your left hand, that's a shinui. Because it doesn't come out the same when you write with your right hand, if you're writing. So that's considered a shinui. So one here, the shinui seems to be no difference in, number one, there's no difficulty in doing this shinui, putting in the liquid or putting in the solid first, and in the outcomes, you get the same exact flour as you did beforehand. That was the horror.
It was more, let's say it's a real shinui. I mean, this whole Gemara is difficult, you know, follow Rambam. How is with a shinui like this, that you're mocking the rice? The whole thing, it's amazing.
Right.
The thing here.
Right. So the answer to that is like this: that really, if you go with the Rishonim, and this is we go with La Halacha, if you go with the Rishonim, the Rif over here and the Ran, that this whole shinui only helps by a blila raka. And as this won't be this heter of putting in the liquid first instead of the solid, doing vice versa, you do it during the week, is only going to be mutter when the end result will be a blila raka. Not a blila oven. So it's not going to be a heter when you're dealing with making flour. But it's only when you're making a semi-solid mixture, then it's going to be mutter.
But I'll say al-yad too. I mean,
al-yad going to have a kasher, right. Why? Because there, it's really a blila oven. And there, you ended up with the same result, but you just happen to be making it in smaller. So there you could say that is in the difficulty of it, that indeed is a great shinui. Because if you want to make flour, you make a 5-pound bag of flour once. If you have to make it in five parts, that's a major difficulty. It's a major hassle. So there, it is that shinui is a tircha. But here, we're not saying you have to change the quantity.
Yeah, but you take it all the way. You're jumping from the rice all the way into mutter. So I hear that, that you wouldn't get skila for doing that. You wouldn't get the chattas for doing that. But
Shini Gomer
for that.
I mean,
you could always define anything like
a Shini Gomer.
That's really
Shini Gomer
if I do it in 10 things
opposed to
that's a
Shini Gomer
from doing it.
Yeah, right. Mishaburu Taka says that whole Aliyah of the Aliyah, don't go to the Rambam. Yeah. Yeah, but if you understand it's only going by a blilo raka, then the rationale will be like this. That blilo raka is only osim derabbanan. That's clear. It's clear from Rashi over here. Also on Kufn and Vav, that the blilo of is osim deraisen, and blilo raka is only derabbanan osir. So it's only osim derabbanan. So then the rabbanan came along and said like this. We're saying you can't do a blilo raka, lest you come to also do a blilo of. So you do. That's what they asked it. But the Rabbanan said. So therefore, if we put in some mechanism to have the person remember that this is only mutter because it's a blila of a blila rak and it's only the midrabbanan usher. So if you do it as shinui, that's enough to prevent the person to coming to do a blila of. That's the rationale. And as the Rabbanan just said, let's just put in some shinui. It doesn't have to be more difficult, and doesn't have to be that the result will change. But since this is only us and the Rabbanan, on a Rabbanantic level, so they said as long as you have to do some shinui to be matter you're doing this, that's enough. It's more like a hecker. Like many times in Halacha, if you have a hecker make it noticeable to the person that something is different over here, then that's enough.
Example?
So,
can you give an example? I know you sort of gave an example, but can you give us?
Well, I'll give an example right now because it's more like a raya. We'll end with this. It's more like a raya, but it will be the example as well. There's a shaila like this in the Paiskim. When we say that you have to have a shinui in terms of putting in the liquid first, the salad first, Who does that go by? Does that go by every person? You know, this woman puts in the liquid first, therefore she changes in the way she does it, her manner, or it has to go by what's done in that location, in that that city, that country. Who does it go by? So if you look here in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nun Zayin. This is now the beginning of Sifkat Nun Zayin in Shin Chof Aleph. Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin Betaz, Shekos of the Osir La'arim B'Shabbos Al Pesach. On Pesach, when you have it, say, Shabbos Chalamoid, you can't mix together Kemach, She'osim Mitchinas Matzah for you. You can't take matzah meal and mix it together, Livnim B'Yayin, to put it together with wine or B'Meidvash, or with liquid honey. After Damilish Yisisha, Shutchina Gasa. Even though it would seem that it should be mutter because it's zaymet to shesitza. V'sham mutter baraka. And there it's mutter as long as you're getting out the result of a bli laraka, not a very solid mass. Hayna yidei shinui. Avo bekemach zeh, says the Taz, but with this kemach, namely with matzah meal, ein yadua man noisim tchila b'chol. You don't know which one you put in first, the matzah meal or the wine. Therefore, you're going to do the normal amount that you want to make over here. Someone wants to make kreplach, whatever they make with matzah meal, so it will be a problem. Why? The Taz says because you don't know what to put in first. Did you put in the matzah meal first, or you put in the yayin, the liquid first? So that's what the Taz says. Now, Ovel Yerab Kosav, the main Yadua, if you don't know what to put in first, so Yasashina the Mefarish B'Gemara. Really, the Tumas Hadeshin already says this. If you don't know what to do first, the Gemara already says. The Gemara says in the week that you put in the liquid first, so on Shabbos you put in the solid first. Shita Michael Tchil Vacha Gamashiv, Chemikok, Yaakov in Hilkas Pesach, he says, Mitzad Elohokil, Betev Lahach Mishle Larbakag Rimne. Okay. So here in Machloikis between the Taz and the Achrayim. So, the question is like this. What is the Taz saying? The Taz says, well, we don't know what you put in first. So maybe the Taz doesn't know what to put in first. But this woman and her, the way she's been making it, and her grandmother who taught her this recipe of how to make the matzah meal with the wine, she knows what she puts in first. Normally she would put it, let's say a weekday challah, she would put in the matzah meal first, so she'll change it on Shabbos. So what's the problem? So it would seem from here, again, this is Rabbi Felder's Raya, it seems from here like this, that you see from the Taz, that it doesn't go by each person individually, but it goes by the Derech Ha'olam, it goes the Minig Ha'olam of what you put in first. And he says that by the Matzah Meal, maybe because it happens so infrequently, because only once a year, so it's hard to do to determine what exactly that way of putting in, when you put in the solid or liquid first. So the Taz says, "Ein yadua lanu."
I mean, yeah, he means back on the Gemara. Is that saying
right? And he agrees? True, very good, very good. Yeah, means he agrees that we don't know what we're stuck. We don't know what to do. So Rav says, but if you don't know what to do, so then if all else fails, you go with the way the Gemara says. But this you see, for many Achrayim, the Chayyadim says also goes by the Minig Abedina. So that's what's one rule by Lisha. Means the rule by putting in. Switching the order has to be the order that's normally done. So that's why Pesach would say, let's say you don't know what's normally done. So one eitz is you look at the box, you look at the package. If on the package it says you put in, let's say, 2 cups of this product, and then you add a cup of water, so then you see that they determine the minig olam that you put in, let's say, the solid first and then liquid. So you do the opposite on Shabbos. That's a good yardstick to use of what they say on the box. So that you're allowed to do. Yeah, that you're allowed to do. But the question is like this. But why did the El Yerabah and these Achrayim that are matrid, and we'll see the Lamaisa what the Pesachim Paskin on this. But why did the El Yerabah say, you know what, it's okay just to do that? And as the Taz says, we don't know what the shinui is, which one to put in first, because we don't know what the minig will be. So you can't do it. And Rav said, no, you just do what the Gemara says. As, again, this makes the Shinui even more like the Chuch of a Tulula. I mean, it's a joke, the whole Shinui. As, if you want to, again, we're saying that the outcome doesn't get any different. The difficulty in putting in also doesn't change at all. And now the Rav is saying, you know, just do what the Gemara says. It means I'm not even having a Shinui in really doing it. So based on this idea that really the whole heter is here only by a blila raka, and it's only us with the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, as long as you know that this has to be done with some sort of shinoi, they will matter. So it's enough to say you have a heker that you know you can't mix the two things together unless you follow the recipe of the Gemara, unless you follow the shinoi of the Gemara. So that's enough. In other words, it gives at least an understanding for this El Yiraba of why they will matter it. Lamaisa the Taz here says that when you don't know what to put in first, so I just had yesterday, I had this shiloh. My wife wanted to give chalent, which had already solidified, to feed it to the baby, and she wanted to add in some hot water from the urn and mix it together to loosen it up. Yeah? So, what would be the halakha over there? Huh? So you put in the hot water first. Oh, you need a cliche in here anyway, because, okay. But you put a hot water into the thing and then put the thing. Why? Because the. You would assume. Oh, because when you make challenge, why? You first put in all the solid and then you put in the thing. Yeah? So that would be the. I don't think it would be a blila ova, although I'm not so sure. But the end result of blila ova.
The end, everything's nicker. Well, to go back to what we said before.
You want to say that it's... You want to say...
Go back to Eshel Avram. Everything's just, nicker.
You mean the water absorbs into the chalm, but the chalm looks...
You wanted to make it separate. Hey, you had a blila ava that you want to make into a blila raka.
You want to make it...
And everything is...
You want to soften it up. Just the opposite.
This is...
Right. Yeah. There wouldn't be a problem with the chalm. Right. Okay, good. Wouldn't be a problem at all. Yeah, but if you wanted to, in terms of the shina, there you say the water neil when we put in second. Say you put in the water first, and that would be.
I don't know, I'm going to go back to Ramesha. It says we're not looking to make things hard for you on Shabbos. Why make a shina?
No, say if it would have been. I'm saying if you determined that shila the gabe lisha. Say that's what came up. Oh, maybe it's about malisha. Lamais in this case with the taz, you see many achrayim. The Aruch HaShulcha and the Choch Yaakov, the Tiferes Yisrael, all said that if you don't know what to do, you don't know which one to put in first, you can go with the Gemara. The Chazon Ish was Machmer, and Ramesha has an interesting tshuva. He says, no, even though many Achrayim were Mekel in it, better to be Machmer unless it's a Makom HaTzeirich. And Makom HaTzeirich said, let's say you needed to feed it to a child. So when you feed it to a child, and you're not sure which to put in first, I mean, let's say in this case, it would be a problem of leash, and he needed to feed it to the child, so you could rely on the Peskim that say, you go with the Gemara Shina. And the Gemara Shina is that you first put in the Chemis, and then you put in the solid.
Is the primary purpose of Shina, I guess, for the purpose for the person himself, others who may observe him doing it?
It'd be both, even for the person himself.
Because if it's just the person himself, as soon as I come on to the fact that I know I need to do a Shina, what does it matter if I did the Shina? Which way I go? I'm already cognizant of the fact that a Shina is required.
The only way you're cognizant of that is actually if you're going to have to actually do it.
Yeah, but whether I do it the right way or the wrong way, call it a shinoi. Fine, I know.
Yeah, so that's
I'm
what
not
saying.
Come on.
Right. So that's what's saying for the Rabbah. That's exactly what's saying for the Rabbah. That since this whole shinoi is only needed because it's a drabbanah dekalisha, so they said something you have to do different. Something you have to do different. And if you do even what the Gemara says to do different, that's enough of the hacker.
Even if it turns out that's what you would do,
right?
You're not even sure
because you're not sure you do. But that's right.